From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. Coming up, Europe's central bank goes negative with its interest rates to stop deflation. We'll explain.
But first to Brussels, where questions about Russia dominated a press conference today, even though President Putin is not at the meeting of the G7, down from 8. President Obama appeared with Britain's Prime Minister David Cameron. NPR's Scott Horsley is traveling with the president. And Scott, what was your overall takeaway?
Well, President Obama and Prime Minister David Cameron of the UK were definitely on the same page in warning Russia to seize what they see as a real opportunity for a turning point with Ukraine. Now that we've had the election of Petro Poroshenko as the president-elect, he's due to be sworn in on Saturday. And what these leaders want to see from Vladimir Putin now is an embrace of Poroshenko, a recognition that he is the legitimate leader of the people of Ukraine. But moreover, they want Russia to stop supporting armed separatist groups in eastern Ukraine, take more action to stop the flow of arms across the porous borders between Russia and Ukraine. And they've bluntly warned Vladimir Putin that if those things don't happen in the fairly near future, weeks, not months, that additional economic sanctions will be leveled against Russia.
The president seemed to be holding out both a carrot and a stick. Let's listen.
Russia has a legitimate interest in what happens in Ukraine, given that it's on its border and given its historical ties. But ultimately, it is up to the people of Ukraine to make their own decisions. That Russian armed forces annexing pieces of a neighbor is illegal.
Of course, referring there to Crimea. So the tone seems to be, you still have a chance. In fact, there was a line that jumped out where the president said, Mr. Putin has the chance to get back into the lane of international law.
That's right. And that's sort of been the question here of to what extent to punish Russia and what extent to sort of dangle the carrot of a return to sort of polite international society. In fact, some of the leaders who attended this G7 summit, from which Vladimir Putin was deliberately excluded, will be meeting privately with the Russian leader. They're all going to be in France for ceremonies tomorrow, marking the 70th anniversary of D-Day. And the leaders of Britain, France, and Germany are taking this opportunity for one-on-one meetings with Putin. The White House is sort of downplaying that polite welcome to Putin, saying it's not as important that they meet with the Russian leader, but what they say when they do meet with him.
Well, and Britain did seem to be on the same page today, and you remind us that this meeting was supposed to take place in Russia. It was supposed to be a G8 and then moved to Brussels after Russia annexed the Crimean Peninsula. But there seems to be one country with which the president maybe has a bigger disagreement. President Obama plans to have dinner tonight with French President François Hollande in Paris, and there are real sticking points there.
Well, the president was asked about, in particular, a sale by France of some very capable warships to Russia, warships which the Russians have said would have been a great help to them in an earlier regional conflict with neighboring Georgia. President Obama said he would have preferred that French President François Hollande hit the pause button with the sale at this time.
And Scott, the president was also asked for the second time in a press conference on this trip in Europe about his exchange of Bo Bergdahl, the POW, for 5 Taliban detainees in Guantanamo Bay. He once again said he was unapologetic about it. But it just strikes us, controversy at home, big questions about relations with Russia on this trip. Your sense of, I would say he appears feisty, but you're up close. What would you say?
Well, this is, this is an important trip for the president. We've had these two bookends of the D-Day observation tomorrow. The trip began with an observation of the anniversary of Poland's first free election, which was sort of the beginning of the end of communism in Europe. And really, this is a trip that's about the international system that grew out of World War II, a system of norms, a system of laws where bullying one's neighbors was not allowed. And that's a system that's sort of under assault right now, whether it's Russia's moves in Ukraine, China's moves in the East and South China Sea. And the president is, on the one hand, making a strong defense of that international system, but he's also saying, as he did at West Point last week, the U.S. can't defend that system all by itself. That has to be a collective effort of all these countries.
NPR's White House correspondent Scott Horsley on the road with the president. Scott, thanks so much.
Thank you, Robin.